This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. 1 year ago Wednesday came the explosion and death toll that we saw, 11 people killed, from the Deepwater Horizon explosion in the Gulf of Mexico. A couple days later, the rig sank, and that ruptured the pipe all the way down to the floor of the Gulf of Mexico, resulting in a many-month-long drama, which eventually ended in the summertime as far as the oil coming out of the surface of the Gulf of Mexico. But what are the lessons learned from this disaster, and what should the administration be doing now in the Gulf of Mexico and elsewhere in terms of dealing with America's energy needs? With me now to talk about it all is Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy. He is the representative for Louisiana's 6th Congressional District. And Congressman, it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Hey, Greg. Thank you for having me.
Obviously, a grim anniversary for you and your constituents in the state of Louisiana. But as you consider everything that was learned and gone over and reviewed as a result of that horrific accident and the aftermath, what are the most important things that you think the government, the state, and the people there have learned?
Well, clearly there was a breakdown in terms of how the government was monitoring the rig. There's 11 people, and that's really the human dimension of this, 11 people and now 11 families that lost that day. Since then, though, it's been not just the memory of those 11 people, but also the ongoing effect. First, the good things. The Gulf of Mexico appears to be recovering. We still don't know for sure, but it seems as if most of the oil and gas that spilled is being destroyed by bacteria that live within the Gulf. Let's hope the good news continues about that. The second part of it, though, is that the president put a permittatorium on where no more rigs were allowed to operate or to drill more wells, even if they were doing it right. And that's, if you will, the second part of the tragedy that has resulted.
Congressman, the president, of course, put on that moratorium for a number of months. I think it was October and November. I think it was just before the midterm elections, actually, that it officially lifted. But you and others have said there's a de facto moratorium still in place. Every time it comes up, the president makes mention of a few more permits that have been approved. Where do we stand right now compared to where things were a year ago at this time?
Well, we can say that they have begun to allow some more drilling, but the pace at which they're allowing more drilling to occur is a lot less than before the moratorium. Now, if it were all because we're making sure there's not another problem, that would be one thing. But you may recall, Greg, the National Academy of Engineering came out and said that the causes of the spill were identifiable and correctable, and slowing down the rate of new rigs being permitted will not appreciably improve the safety of what's going to take place. So, if you will, we've put our energy security on hold. We've lost the jobs that go with it. We've negatively impacted small businesses and those that work for them. And we're not entirely sure that we're any better off. Now, that's a bad thing.
What's been the impact on jobs? You mentioned they've been lost. Is there any quantity that we can nail down on that?
A lot of there have been rigs that have moved overseas. This year, for the first time in 50 years, there was no lease sale in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, lease sales bring billions of dollars into the U.S. Treasury. If you will, that is income that we have as a country that we don't have to raise taxes in order to achieve. But there was no lease sale this year. And there's hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil that have not been pumped out that we would also get royalty payments on. And because we're not producing our own oil, we're having to buy oil from the Middle East, transferring American dollars and American jobs from here over there.
Do you get the sense that anything's about to change on that front in a meaningful way? Like we said, the president's allowed a few new permits there through the bureaucracy. But what are you encouraging him to do, and how do you think he's likely to respond to what you would like to see?
I would like politics to be removed and to allow the scientists to take over. The engineers from the National Academy of Engineering says we can drill safely. There's always going to be risk with any human activity, but we know that we can do it as safely here as we can certainly do it in Brazil, and the administration has offered loan guarantees for people to do deep water drilling off the coast of Brazil. Well, if we can give loan guarantees for it to happen in the deep waters of Brazil, let's also do it in the deep waters of the United States. So, again, we keep the royalties, we keep the revenue, we keep the jobs.
Just this morning, Congressman, I filled up at $3.95 per gallon here in the Washington area, and I know some places in America it's already over $4 a gallon. As these gas prices remain very uncomfortably high, how do you think that should impact our energy exploration, and what impact would greater exploration have on those prices?
If there's any silver lining to high gas prices, it makes the president realize that we can't ignore our own natural resources. We can't ignore developing our own resources, and that's a positive thing because there are lots of jobs that go with it. We also know that unless we have reliable, inexpensive sources of energy, then we are not going to have manufacturing. And so hopefully it'll sharpen the president's mind regarding that relationship. How would it impact? Right now, I'm told about 20% of the run-up of the price of oil in the United States is because our dollar is weak. As the Fed has produced an has pursued an easy money policy, the value of the dollar decreases. Since we buy oil with dollars and the value of dollar has decreased, we have to take more dollars to buy the same amount of oil. If we produce and consume our own oil, the value of the dollar doesn't have the same impact. So if 20% of the current run-up of the price of oil is related to a weak dollar, that is taken off the board by domestic energy production.
How long would it take to ramp up to pre-BP disaster levels, do you think?
Oh, well, there's a lot of drilling that was taking place that they shut down, even though it was being done safely. And what they've typically been permitting now is just reopening wells that previously were being done. So we can reopen those. But in terms of finding new areas to drill in, because it's not just that which we are already pursuing, but we also want to go into new areas, that's been set back a year. So it would take probably at least 6 months to a year to get the new areas going again.
Congressman, a grim anniversary, but like you mentioned, hopefully certain lessons learned. We'll check on the progress as you try to get more activity going on in the Gulf. We appreciate your time as always.
Hey, thank you very much, Craig.
Thank you, sir. Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy. He is a representative from the Pelican State's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.